Welcome back, and thank you for tuning into my very own Mom Bod podcast. My name is Quintania, aka Q, and I am bringing you the real and raw side of motherhood with this new podcast. This is also exciting. I am so excited to be here for you guys. This is designed for moms who are struggling physically, emotionally, and mentally with adjusting to motherhood, all while balancing marriage, job, and of course, self-care. How do moms do it? Quite frankly, we don't know, but that is why I'm here in this moment to guide you through it together. It's not easy, far from, and probably the hardest job there is. I am here in hopes to give you a village for moms by a mom, because I understand. So come join my mom bod village to get the inside scoop of my mom life, my journey before, during, and after pregnancy, my working mom experiences, and how on earth I keep my health and fitness in check, my marriage, and so much more. Things about to get real deep, but oh so necessary. So again, welcome back, season one, episode two, welcome to motherhood. Let's get it. Episode two, welcome to motherhood. Hopefully you guys have already listened to season one, episode one, Who is Q, to get a slight idea, a little bit of my background, who I am, and what it is that I do. And so where I left off at was, which I enjoy cliffhangers, hopefully y'all did too, but where I left off at is really talking about my pregnancies. I was pregnant for the first time within my first year of marriage during a deployment. All right. So for those of y'all, again, I'm a military spouse. My husband's currently serving active duty, and it was within our first year of marriage, and we knew it was coming that he was going to be deployed. And we decided to get married prior to deployment. Because I had literally just graduated college, just, you know, got that degree and had just retired from my track and field career. So body right, body tight. And we end up pregnant on our honeymoon, right? So we found out we're pregnant, you know, December 24th on Christmas Eve. Family's coming into town the next day for Christmas. And we're like, all right, currently in the hospital trying to figure out what is this. And so Christmas, we just so happened to have our parents there. And that's when we shared the news, right? Very interesting. So, of course, that was a lot to take in, unexpected, but we did it. And here we are. So what was that initial emotion? Well, of course, it was me being scared. Me being, you know, unsure, very unpredictable moment. But leading up to this moment, y'all, I kid y'all not, during my time in college, I was so ready to be a mom. The further and further I got into my degree and closer I got to graduation, I'm just like, okay, you know, track was fun. Now I am ready to have my own and be someone's mom. Didn't think it would happen that soon, but it did. And so 9 months without my newly wedded husband, which was so very exciting for us because we are high school sweethearts and we have been dating and trying to figure life out since 2009, and to experience my first pregnancy without him was very different. And so yes, it was a 9 month deployment. Obviously, pregnancy is 9 months long, and it was crazy, but that's what this episode is for. Welcome to motherhood, right? It was my initiation into motherhood and really trying to figure things out. So here we are, two kids later. So going back to 2017, where my first pregnancy happened, I was very ready. Like I mentioned, I was very ready to be a mom. Don't know where this feeling came from, but I was just ready. I felt like I wanted to have my own. I was ready to raise my own, start my own. And I definitely wanted it to happen before I felt like I was getting older. That's my goal. I just really want to be young and healthy to be able to play with my kids, play with my grandkids. And so that's where that thought came from. So 2017, that's when she was born. So my pregnancy was actually 2016. So May of 2016, I had graduated from college and all I needed to do was finish my internship to finish out my program. And I did. Come August, you know, I got my degree in the mail, everything was set. And I actually competed in Olympic trials. And so it was like, oh, you know, another opportunity, whatever, let's do it. And so I just finished college after Olympic trials, not making the Olympic team, which was great. You know, I was still happy. And it wasn't even my ultimate goal to go to the Olympics anyway. So I was like, okay, cool. On to the next thing, you know? And so after trials, I sent in my paperwork saying, hey, I'm done with track. That's it. I've been doing it long enough. And I started planning my wedding or finishing planning up my wedding for November of 2016. And so November came, the celebration or the wedding was great. And we were finally married after, you know, dating since 2009. And things were great. A couple weeks after the wedding, we went on our honeymoon and came back and had a positive pregnancy test. So from there, it was like, okay, we knew obviously how to make a baby. You know, it works. And what are we about to do now? Because you're about to go on this 9-month deployment. So I moved my things out of Athens, Georgia, and I moved to where he was stationed at a couple hours away and got an apartment, and there we have it. You know, I started living my life there while he was deployed and just managed the pregnancy as best I could. Obviously trying to keep stress down, because for those of you who don't know, a deployment is, it's not always negative, I guess. It does have a negative connotation that goes with it. But, you know, the soldiers, they go overseas for X amount of time and they do what they got to do. And we always pray for a safe return. And so being pregnant for the first time and that being his first deployment, it was tough. But the pregnancy kept me busy. You know, I had appointments to go to. I was fresh out of college. So I'm looking for jobs, right? Entry-level jobs. So interviews out the wazoo. And things were okay. I was managing okay. During that pregnancy, however, just watching my body change was very weird. Very weird. And so, like I mentioned as well, it was a matter of me retiring from track, me being used to looking a certain type of way, feeling a certain type of way. That was very interesting for me to watch my belly grow and try to engage in exercise, which I try to do very well. But it was still just a learning process and I loved every bit of it. During my first pregnancy, you would see pictures and belly pictures and this and that. And I felt like I was developing into such a strong mom character that I was really connecting with my emotions behind wanting to become a mom. Like I was into it, and it was great. Even though I was there by myself, you know, family was still a couple hours away, but there by myself, a new city, new apartment, and this new baby. And so that is the moment I knew where everything was going to be okay. We made the right decision and we were going to go through with this, and everything was going to be fine. I didn't have any concerns about that. During my pregnancy, everything was healthy. My body was great. It was growing the baby as it should have. And I'm assuming because being active prior to getting pregnant is also very helpful during and after pregnancy. And so my athleticism really contributed to that very well. However, during that time, of course, worried about my husband being deployed and how I'm doing as far as managing this pregnancy alone. I did have, you know, some high blood pressure scares. It's not uncommon during pregnancy. I was on high blood pressure medication during that time as well. But even then, I was able to, you know, manage how I was eating, what I was eating. I mean, I had terrible heartburn. I loved fruit, gave me heartburn, but that's what my go-to was. That and some hot Cheetos. Loved it. But it was a matter of me deciding, you know, taking care of myself, doing what I could when I could, being exhausted. I was doing like an hour and a half commute to my internship just so that I can get my feet wet. Because again, I was fresh into, you know, life. You know, now I was here, I'm married, and now I have a baby on the way. So of course, I need a job. So I need that experience to start building up my resume. And so from the stress of that with the deployment and not being with family, it was also a matter of me managing my bonus daughter, right? So another side that people don't get to see often just because of the dynamics, but that was also added stress of me learning how to manage that side of my life, being a stepmom, learning my role in that process. And along with that, of course, that's additional stress. Some people have experienced it, some people have not. And so that is something that very much matters to myself and my husband. And so it was fresh in our marriage. His daughter was born in 2015 and we got married in 2016. So of course, things happen and here we are today, still learning and still managing. However, initially that is also contributed to, you know, how I managed my first pregnancy. What was that going to look like for me and my husband? What didn't we want it to look like? How are we going to work as a blended family, right? Just learning all those resources and ways to go about doing that was and is still very important. And so that is what we are going to talk about in the next episode, right? Not only is it a welcome to motherhood, but it's a welcome to being a blended family and learning my role as a mom to my own children, as well as my bonus daughter. As I wrap this one up, I want to say thank y'all again for tuning in to this first season of Mom Bod. Stay tuned because episode 3 will be right around the corner. Hopefully again, sooner than later. I am balancing a lot, so bear with me. Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon. And again, thank you for joining the village. Peace.